Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over some news from Tesla and Elon Musk that I think gives us a proxy, potentially, for the overall economy. I've been saying for a long time, probably 4 or 5 months, pretty much since Powell came out and announced that they're going to start raising rates and doing quantitative tightening in November. And I figured the market would start to trend down, which it has. And I also figured that the purchasing power of the average American would go down. The purchasing power of Americans in aggregate total would go down because it is so dependent upon asset prices. And I also have this theory. A lot of people are not working as a result of an increase in purchasing power due to stimulus checks, PPP, not having to pay their mortgage, not having to pay their rent. And because their 401k exploded higher, you combine that with housing prices going through the roof, home equity exploding, and there's no reason to go back to work. But I said that if asset prices were to come down, now all of a sudden, they've got a reason to go back to work. So we could go from a labor shortage to a labor surplus very quickly. And it would be one thing if when you include the number of jobs that have been created since the cervasa sickness, the government's response to the cervasa sickness, and you look at what we had in 2019, and then you say, okay, how many job openings are there? Where would the number be? Maybe we do have a shortage. Maybe the economy's exploded higher so much that there are all these jobs out there that we just didn't have before. But you see, that's not really true. We've just really regained pretty much the jobs that we had before. You go back to 2019, it's not like there's an extra 20 million jobs in the economy, even that haven't been filled. So it's not that we have a job surplus. It's that we have a labor shortage, right? And like I said, that labor shortage, if it is dependent upon asset prices, well, if asset prices come down, then those people have to go back to work. And I think you're seeing this potentially play out with Tesla. And also, I know Schiff makes this point all the time, that if we go into a recession, even if it's an inflationary recession, this puts just as much pressure on business as it does on the average Joe and Jane. I should say the same types of pressures. And so you see these businesses having to cut back, you see layoffs, and again, you combine layoffs, fewer job openings, with a decrease in purchasing power due to external factors, meaning factors outside of them just not having a job or there being fewer jobs, and you have a setup for aggregate demand going down quickly, and then you kind of get this downward feedback loop where you have the decrease in purchasing power means less spending, means a hit on corporations. They fire people. The more people they fire, the less purchasing power and the less spending, right? Like a doom loop or a doom vortex, like I say on my whiteboard videos. So let's go over to CNBC and check out what's coming from Tesla and Elon Musk. I mean, this was one of the hot growth stocks that if you listen to people like Kathy Woods, everyone needs to buy because electric cars are the future. Now, they very well may be, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Tesla shares are priced appropriately, even now, right? They always, I forgot who says this, but one of the podcasters I listen to, they always say that these tech stocks were priced to perfection or maybe exceeding perfection. So if you have anything, any hiccup, any speed bump, no pun intended, that would take them off that path of perfection, it's going to really hit that share price. But moving over to CNBC, this is an email Elon Musk sent to all Tesla employees where he said that he's going to have to fire about 10% of the staff or 10% of the salaried employees. Let me get into this. So key talking points, Tesla is cutting 10% of salaried employees, according to an email from Musk. I'm not sure. I know I've read statistics saying they've got about 100,000 employees. I don't know what percentage of those are salaried. I'd assume the majority are, but let's just say he's going to fire 10,000 people. That's, and it's not just Tesla, right? And if Tesla is this big, huge growth company that's taking over the world, if they're struggling to the point where they've got to fire 10% of their staff, what does that mean for everybody else? Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami. And tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. And let's get Kevin O'Leary back on CNBC and ask him about this booming economy. If you guys watched my video the other day, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Kind of an inside joke there. In fact, I had someone comment on that video I did saying that basically I'm a complete idiot and Kevin O'Leary is right, that the economy is booming. It's exploding higher. The only thing that's getting in our way is just Joe Biden or something like that. There's some, you know, person that's not a big fan of Biden. And he was, his claim or their claim was the only thing that's standing in our way are these economic policies. And that's why the supply chains can be fixed so quickly. If we just had Trump in there, just, you know, any other person, then all of our problems would be solved. But the underlying economy is booming. My simple response was, we have a booming economy when first quarter GDP was negative 1.5%. So we have a booming economy that is contracting. Now, I've never taken an economics class or a finance class, but I would say that dog don't hunt. How do you have a booming economy that's contracting? Or I had a name for that the other day I don't want to get off on a tangent. What did I call that? It's a booming recession is what we're going into. Okay, Tesla shares dropped 8% on the news of them having to lay off 10,000 people. On Friday, Biden was asked about Musk's negative economic outlook and said Tesla may be cutting back, but Ford and others are ramping up, and we'll see how long that lasts. You know, maybe this is just due to a lot more competition coming online for Tesla. My best buddy in California, he's a lawyer out there, and he and his wife make quite a bit of money. And they were considering an electric car, and they chose to buy the Porsche. The Porsche, I forgot what it's called. It looks pretty cool. But it's kind of the competitor for like an S Plaid or something like that. So there are a lot of options coming online. Maybe that's why they're having to cut 10%. Maybe Musk is just blaming it on the economy because he's trying to divert attention away from the underlying problems that he is having with competitors. Definitely a possibility. Then they changed to saying now they've dipped 9%. I know Musk came out and tweeted that he's got a quote unquote super bad feeling about the economy. All right. I don't know. You guys know what my thoughts are on just feelings. I don't know if that's a great way to predict probabilities. In its year-ending financial filing, Tesla said it's, okay, there you go, employed about 100,000 people. Biden was asked about Musk's, okay, yep, got it. The president also lauded the former Chrysler Corporation for making similar investments in electric vehicles and Intel for adding 20,000 new jobs. Okay, so basically he tries to divert saying, oh, it's not that bad because all these companies are adding jobs. So again, maybe it's, I believe it's a result of the underlying economy, probably both, probably a result of the competition and the underlying economy. But I think if we fast forward 6 months, you're not going to see too many companies like Intel and Chrysler Corporation on a hiring spree. I think my base case is that it's going to be the opposite of that. But we'll have to see. Main thing is, as rebel capitalists and prudent investors, I think we need to think through the probabilities of us going from a labor shortage to a labor surplus, what that means for the economy, what that means for markets, what that means for assets, and more importantly, for your portfolio. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.